Hey, Rumi. You home? I swear, your cute butt better be here. Ah, there you are. So, something weird just happened to me. I was on my way home from campus, and this girl came up to me. She introduced herself. She said she's heard so much about me. And that she loved our apartment. You want to explain why some random blonde girl in pink was so nice to me? You went on a date with her. No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just... I'm sorry. It's just, it's surprising. That's all. I just didn't think she'd be your type. Well, she's all made up, wearing pink, like I said. Just, I don't know. Didn't seem like someone you would really vibe with. Uh-huh. And how many dates have you been on with this mysterious blonde girl? Two? And were you ever gonna tell me? Well, I'm your roommate, I mean. Come on. I know you more intimately than anyone else in the world, probably. So, she wasn't weirded out that you have another woman for a roommate? I figure most girls would find that to be kind of a red flag. Interesting. Well, that's good, because I'm not moving out. And you better not move out, because I really, really can't afford anything else. Yes, seriously, if I didn't live with you, I'd probably have to live with, I don't know, 3 or 4 other people. The rent's insane around here. Well, I'm happy for you. I just said I'm happy for you. When do I ever actually sound happy? Move over. Is that her texting you? What did she say? Did she mention me? Did she say she met me? Oh, come on, I'm your roommate. I tell you everything. Yes, I do. I share everything with you. She wants to hang out with you tonight. Well, what are you gonna say? You don't know. So, you're not that excited about dating her? I don't know, you don't seem very excited if you don't want to hang out with her tonight. It's just, what? What's stopping you? Well, I could give you an excuse to not go tonight. If you, you know, really don't want to go, but you don't want to hurt her feelings. Well, you and I have kind of started this new Friday night movie ritual, right? So, you could tell her, thank you for the invite, but tonight is movie night with my roommate. She'll understand. And if she doesn't, then she's probably not someone you should date. It's your decision, but the offer's open. Well, Yeah, I kind of expect that we are going to have movie night if you're going to tell her that that's why you can't go. While you decide, let's pick out a potential movie for tonight. I know you might not stay, you might go on your date, it's fine. But let's make a hypothetical choice. Yeah, here. Let me pull up my list. Okay, let's see here. Oh, Suspiria. That would be great. Have you seen that one? No, not the new one. The one from 1977. Dario Argento? Come on. Oh, please, all remakes are trash, okay? Haven't you learned anything from me? God, it's like you don't listen to me. What about... let's see. Oh, yeah, Predator's pretty good. It's not really a horror, though. Evil Dead, could watch that. Oh, The Howling, I do like that one. Oh, The Hunger. Have you seen The Hunger? Oh, incredible vampire movie. That, I think, is what we should watch tonight. Yeah, it's about this really hot older woman vampire who... her companion is, well, he's played by David Bowie, and he's like sick or something. He's a vampire and he's like growing old. And anyway, they both get really interested in this young human woman. Her name's, I can't remember her name, but she's played by Susan Sarandon. And yeah, it's incredible. Very erotic. What? I've been wanting to watch it. No, there's no special reason I would choose to watch that movie with you. I just don't want to watch it. You're looking into things too much. Shut up, you're being annoying. You're the one who's going to leave and go on a date. This is my date with myself tonight. Yeah, I'm going to order a pizza. And, get some candy, some snacks. I'm gonna have a great night whether you join me or not, so. In fact, I think you should go. Go on your date with your girlfriend. She's not your girlfriend? But she's seen our apartment. Yeah, that one I find a little hard to believe. You swear to me. You swear that she's not your girlfriend. I don't care. I just want to know who's coming in and out of our apartment. I live here too, you know. I mean, what? Did you show her my room or something? Good. Because you don't have my permission. You're the only one who's ever seen my room other than me. And I want to keep it that way. You like my room, really? You don't think it's too dark? Well, it's the first time that I've been able to really decorate my room however I want, so. I like the walls painted black, okay? They look really good with all my LED lights and all my posters on the wall and stuff. You think it's cool. You're just trying to make up for the fact that you brought her over without telling me. I just thought that... I thought we've been growing pretty close these last few weeks, and I guess I'm just annoyed that I had to find out about this new person in your life from... her, not from you. I'm happy for you. I'm happy you're dating. I'm happy one of us is dating. I don't know what to tell you, okay? I'd much rather you stay home with me tonight, but do whatever you want. Oh, this is so messy. I promised myself I wouldn't let this happen. What's messy? What's messy is me and you getting so close recently. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really make a lot of sense, does it? Well, we're roommates. Makes things a little complicated, don't you think? Well, it's complicated for me. You really need me to spell it out for you, don't you? I have a crush on someone, yes. There's someone I want to date, of course. Yeah, you know him. Yeah, you do. Oh my god. You can be really, really dense sometimes, you know that? What do I mean? I mean that sometimes you just have no idea what's going on, do you? You have no idea what's happening right in front of you. I want you to stay home tonight. I don't want you spending time with her. Because I want you to be spending time with me. Do you get it now, Rumi? You understand? Yeah. There you go. Now you got it. You figured it out. Congratulations. I don't know how long I've had a crush on you. I guess for a while now. I thought we were on the way to, I don't know, dating maybe, but clearly I was the dense one in that situation. Please, you had no idea. You had no idea that I liked you, really. I mean, we've been friends with benefits for a while now, buddy. You're really literal, aren't you? You thought we were just friends with benefits because I wanted to be friends with benefits. No. I want to date you. But we're so different. I mean, I'm the weird goth girl on campus that everyone stares at and no one wants to talk to. And you're nothing like that. You and the blonde girl, you make a lot more sense together than me and you, so why mess with things? Besides, I'm sure it would just cause a lot of trouble, a lot of trauma if you and I were to date. Oh, please, your friends would hassle you. They would probably hassle me, too. I would get so much attention. It would just be messy. I'm sure you don't want that. How do I know what you want? Well, you're my roommate. And I know a lot about you. Mm-hmm, I do. I bet I know a lot more about you than the blonde girl. I know that you like to sleep with the temperature set really cold because you like to cuddle up in blankets. I know that you keep all of your hoodies in the top drawer because you know that I'll steal them And you think if they're high enough, then I can't reach them. But you're actually wrong. I know that pepperoni is your favorite pizza topping. I know that you try to stay up past midnight to watch movies with me, but you can barely make it past 11:45. And I know a lot of other things about what you like, what you don't like. A lot of things that would probably take her time to figure out. But with our history, you and me, like I said, I know you intimately well. Probably better than anyone else in the world. So, can you do something for me? Get out your phone. Pull up your texts. I want you to text her. Tell her you can't hang out with her tonight. Tell her you're busy. Are you gonna do it? Good. Tell her that you are all mine. You're mine. And I'll do whatever I have to keep you here. You're mine, and I'm not gonna let you go. Tell her she's just gonna have to ask you out another time, because you're too busy getting pinned down by your roommate. Hey, come here. Got you. Yeah, I'm stronger than I look. Well, I work out. No, you stay beneath me. Listen. Listen. I don't want you to go sneaking around behind my back again, okay? I like this little arrangement that you and I have. And I'd like to keep it the way it is. No blonde girls getting in my way. I want to hear you say that you're mine. Reassure me that you're still mine, not hers. Go on, say it. Good. I kind of want to hear you say it again. Say it again. Say you're mine. One more time. Good. You promise that I'm your number one girl? Promise that I'm the only one that you want to date? Good. You're the only one I want to date. You're the only one I want anything to do with. The rest of the world is so annoying. But you, you're the only one I actually have fun with. No, you cannot get up. I'm keeping you pinned down. Because I don't know if I trust you yet. You have to regain my trust after bringing that blonde girl into our home. Yeah, I'm not really sure how yet, but... I know. You have to take me on a date. That's how you'll regain my trust. Take me out. I really want to know where you would take me, what we would do if we went on a date together. Can you imagine? I'm tempted to tie you up and make sure you can't text her that you've changed your mind and you want to hang out with her. Possessive? Maybe a little. You know, it's not a bad idea. Maybe I should mark you somehow so I can let her know that you're already taken, that you're mine, and she's infringing on my territory. What do you think? Is that something I should do? Yeah? Now where should I leave my mark? How about right here, on your neck? What do you think? A little bite on that soft, sensitive skin? Leave a big purple bruise for her to see next time she runs into you, next time you hang out? What do you think she'd say? She'd get mad? She'd break up with you? I kind of want to find out. Hold still. Oh, that one is going to bruise, definitely. That is what we call a hickey, yes. And a very big one. No, I'm not letting you up to go see. I need to leave a few more on you. Hold still. Quit squirming. And move your head. I want to get the other side of your neck. Turn your head, or I'll do it for you. There. Perfect. I feel much better now. More confident, you know? Yeah, I'm sure that any girl who sees a guy covered in marks like that, well, she'll know that he's taken. Now, are you going to be good? Can I let you up? You're going to sit here, and we're going to watch a movie and eat pizza tonight, right? You're not going to hang with the blonde girl? And you're not inviting her over? Good. Then I guess I'll let you up. Here. You order the pizza. I'll pick the movie. Excited for another movie night, Roomie.